Adrian is gone! Passing over the middle, caught, touchdown! Sack finished by Kevin Williams. Play action and boom! He's buried. It was Antoine Winfield. Intercepted by E.J. Henderson. And it's Jared Allen.
And it's intercepted by Chad Greenway.
And there he goes. Percy Harvin is gone.
It's Vikings Tonight on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network. Your weekly connection to Minnesota Vikings football. Vikings Tonight is brought to you by U.S. Bank, Verizon, and Mall of America.
Touchdown Vikings!
Now, here's your host of Vikings Tonight, the voice of the Minnesota Vikings, Paul Allen.
A pleasant good evening to you, wherever you may be. Indeed, this is Paul Allen, joined by Mike Wapshaw from Vikings.com on a glorious day for Minnesota Vikings fans and what looks to be a win-win deal for the state of Minnesota and Minnesota Vikings fans with the House and the Senate passing the stadium bill. Now, the hurdles, if you want to call them that, some would say they're formalities, but nevertheless, the steps to be taken for the Minnesota Vikings to eventually play in a new stadium will be Minneapolis City Council approval, the governor's signature, and National Football League approval. Mike Wapshaw from Vikings.com has done a great job following this and the draft and free agency over the weeks and months. He joins the conversation now as a person who works with the Minnesota Vikings, and for X amount of years, you either working here, me calling games for 10 years, or Vikings fans who have wanted to see the team get a new stadium. How do you think those people? Well, what do people like you feel right now?
Well, it's jubilation. It's also kind of a sense of relief. No matter what has been going on with the franchise, whether we're in a losing season, mired in disappointment, or we're having a great season going to the NFC Championship game, or we're in the middle of the offseason at Arctic Blast having a good time up there raising money, there's this undercurrent of yeah, but we still have a stadium problem, and now it's solved. And so from that aspect, it's a sense of relief. And then when you see the images and you talk and hear Mark and Ziggy Wilf speak about it, and you hear our players talk about it, we just saw John Sullivan on TV talking about it, it's excitement, and you can't wait to see what it's going to look like.
And there still are a lot of things coming down the road on it. For instance, here we are at Winter Park in Eden Prairie, Minnesota, and there aren't many people here right now. You have some coaches, like I just saw defensive backs coach Joe Woods. Joe Woods walking around with a playbook. You know, so you have people still looking at the rookies and getting ready for the season, but overall, everybody's in St. Paul right now, and that includes thousands of fans just to be part of this momentous occasion for the Minnesota Vikings and, again, the state of Minnesota, where, you know, the contribution from the ownership group, Mark and Ziggy Wilf, Mark the president, Ziggy Wilf the primary owner of the Vikings, they increased that by well over 10% to make the teams give nearly one-half of $1 billion. Now, but on the other side of it, the state also had a lot of give. The state also amended a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Governor Mark Dayton clearly wanted this to get done, and he worked it really, really hard and really feverishly. So I think, you know, some people are going to look at the team and the organization and the money that was given late to get this over the hump. But the state of Minnesota and those who assisted the process, they also had a lot of give.
I agree. And it's also, you're talking dollars and cents. It's a big issue from that perspective. Then you also have to look at the quality of life perspective and side of this issue. And yeah, it costs a lot of money to do something like this, to pull off a project like this, but a lot of people get enjoyment out of it. And it's a quality of life, and it's what's worse. And I think what would be worse would be losing the team and having the team go somewhere else. Yeah. And 3, 4, 5, 6 years down the line, you look and say, what was the price again? Man, that would have been worth it to keep them. And I think you avoid that outcome. Now they're here. And again, it's a quality of life issue. Millions of Minnesotans, literally millions, engage with the Vikings on a yearly basis, whether they watch the games, they listen to the games, they go to the games, they buy merchandise, they buy tickets. A lot of people engage with this franchise, and they're going to be here for 30-plus years.
There's a news conference that is taking place at the Capitol right now with all the prominent luminaries speaking. The owners, Mark and Ziggy Wilf, just spoke, and that either has just ended or is ending very soon. And if at all, all possible, we will have representatives from the Minnesota Vikings joining us on Vikings Tonight on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network, celebrating a very celebratory day. It you know, with the off season of the National Football League, one of the cliches you hear is that the National Football League is so brilliant in its marketing of its product year round. Mm-hmm. With the way things are placed, the season ends, the playoffs are unbelievable. Then you play the Super Bowl in February. Then we start free agency in early March after we go to the combine, and we hear about that after the Senior Bowl. And then you have the draft in April, and you know, then it slows down for a little bit. But the National Football League news cycle really never slows down. And from a local standpoint, through free agency, through the draft that we just had a couple of Thursdays ago with Matt Khalil being the fourth overall pick, through the culmination of some great times, you know, including an update with a certified athletic trainer Eric Sugarman and running back Adrian Peterson yesterday. There's a lot going on with the Minnesota Vikings right now, but the coup de grace and the greater good big picture apparently has come to fruition with the House and Senate passing a stadium yes. bill. And now it's the opportunity after the Minneapolis City Council assumedly provides approval, the governor signs it, the NFL approves it. You know, you're within a couple of weeks of starting to hear some key dates, like here's how long we'll play at the Metrodome. Here's how long we hope to play at TCF Bank Stadium if we can cut an agreement. Here's when the shovel goes in the ground.
Exactly. This is what it's going to look like. These are some of the amenities that are going to be inside of the stadium. It's great because the stadium conversation, which for so long has been one that I think a lot of times it goes over people's heads. You're talking about amendments to bills and watching KTCI Channel 17-2 and things that people just don't want to get into.
They hear the same thing so many times they can only hear
yes.
it for 100 time and be like, okay, can we just get it done?
So now the discussion changes because now the stadium is in the barn and we're going to start talking about what it's going to look like on the outside, on the inside. There's going to be a plaza. What about tailgating? What about shops and restaurants and bars and all those things that are much more fun to discuss? That's where this conversation shifts to.
Now, for the Vikings Radio Network joining us for Vikes Tonight, we are live again. Mike Wobshaw, Vikings.com. I'm Paul Allen. We are at Winter Park, the Vikings practice facility. We are at the Vikings Entertainment Network studio, and we are joyous to report throughout the network that the House and Senate passed a stadium bill. You may have heard the news conference. You may have watched the news on the television. You may have read about it online now. But this is one of the more significant days in the history of Minnesota sports, and certainly for the Minnesota Vikings. And, you know, just to, I guess, clear some things up a little bit, you know, when it comes to the viability and feasibility of a new stadium and the revenue that can be generated, not only for the city of Minneapolis, but for the state of Minnesota, all of the out-of-state constituents you just adroitly mentioned. But from a competitive standpoint, you know, the owner, Ziggy Wilf, and his brother Mark, the president of the team, despite having a current stadium deal where everybody from the NFL comes here and says, we can't believe you still play here after you've seen all these unbelievable stadiums around the league, these owners still give the Jared Allens and Adrian Petersons and Chad Greenways and Brett Favre's, who got $37 million over 2 years, they still give them requisite money despite an awful stadium deal to stay competitive. So I would never say when it comes to people as influential and affluential as the Will family that they deserve it. They don't deserve it. They waited. They worked it. They never threatened to leave. Mm-hmm. The commissioner came here. The commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell, came here and basically indicated, I'm not here to negotiate in a private meeting. I'm not here to negotiate. I'm not here to cut a deal. I'm not here to hear what you like about it or what you don't like about it. I'm here to tell you that we're running a business. And if there's not closure on this positively or negatively, we have to act accordingly. Ever since that moment, it went on the fast track. There were a couple of moguls in negotiating and navigating the hill. But overall, the proverbial skier got to the bottom of the hill unscathed. Mm-hmm. Everybody's smiling.
Yeah, it's doing it the right way. It's negotiating in good faith, which the Wilfs have done since they became owners in 2005. And as you said, spend to the cap every season. they put an A-plus, or they attempt to put an A-plus product on the field every year. Yeah, the results vary. Sometimes you go through a 3-13, sometimes you go 12-4, but it's not for lack of the Wilfs agreeing to spend the money. If Rick Spielman says he wants something, a player to add, the Wilfs do it. It's negotiating in good faith. It's during the lockout, treating staff the way they did, and not to get into all the details about what the Wilfs did for the staff during the lockout, but needless to say, they did things the right way and remained a class organization. And their efforts throughout the stadium situation is the biggest highlight in how they do things the right way. They never threatened to move. The discussion, the dialogue, it never got nasty or heated from the ownership side. They, as you said, they were patient. They did this thing the right way. And there's treasure at the end of the rainbow, and it worked out.
Mike Wabshaw, Paul Allen, Vikings Tonight on the Vikings Radio Network. We are efforting some things here from the Vikings Entertainment Network to further enhance the show. And when we return, we'll talk about a monumental day in the history of sports in Minnesota, and certainly for the most popular team in the state of Minnesota and in this part of the country, the Minnesota Vikings, a team and also a state and a region that learned today the House and the Senate passed the stadium bill. More on that from Winter Park with Vikings Tonight on the Vikings Radio Network.
No off-season here. You're listening to Vikings Tonight on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network.
And welcome back to the Vikings Radio Network from the Vikings Radio Network and Vikings Entertainment Network here at Winter Park with Mike Wabshaw from Vikings.com. I'm Paul Allen, and we are celebrating the fact that the House and Senate passed a stadium bill for the new stadium for the Minnesota Vikings. Trying to navigate our way through some technical problems here from the Vikings Entertainment Network. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think some of the basics, $975 million project, the team's portion is $477 million, roughly 50%, I think, of the project. And the state funds a lot of projects, and not a lot of those projects are privately financed at a 50% rate. So, I mean, yeah, it is a lot of money. Again, though, it goes back to a quality of life issue for the state and for the citizens of the state. I think this is a good deal for the team and for the state of Minnesota. More basics, the shovel will go into the ground in 2013, so that will be an exciting moment when that happens. And the stadium is scheduled to open in 2016. So, again, after so many months, years, really, of stadium discussion being monotone or even negative, being pessimistic about what could happen and what happens if there is no resolution, will the team move? Now the discussion shifts to a lot of the positive things. What's the stadium going to look like? What does it mean for revenue generation for the club? Being competitive from a financial standpoint with other teams. So many good things to come from this issue.
Kim, back at the Vikings Radio Network. Can you hear me? Okay. Do we have Mark Wilf? Okay, when we get Mark Wilf, just pop in here and let us know, okay? Yeah, we with the news conference just ending, we expect the president of the Minnesota Vikings, Mark Wilf, Ziggy's brother, to be joining us here anytime shortly as we walk the flagship FM 100.3 up to Fan Outdoors and continue to chat with those of you with the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network all throughout the Upper Midwest. And you know, now with the stadium conversation seemingly in the rearview mirror, you'll hear some things come up like Mike just shared. With when the cliched shovel will go into the ground, and you know what the dates are going to be, and how long the team will stay at Mall of America Field, and stuff like that. But we also are a month and change away from minicamp, and the minicamp that includes the veterans. And we just concluded a rookie minicamp over the weekend, last weekend. So we received the opportunity to extensively watch rookie Matt Khalil, the Arkansas receivers, Jarius Wright and Greg Craig Childs, the Notre Dame defensive backs Robert Blanton and Harrison Smith. And it's, you know, it's a real treat as part of this job and following in the offseason to watch the rookies and free agents you get and see how they blend in with the veterans when they get here. Because think about it, this will be quarterback Christian Ponder's first full offseason to do what a starting quarterback is supposed to do, learn the plays and blend with your teammates.
In addition to that, a lot of the coaching staff, Paul, it's their first offseason being able to work with the players. And granted, a lot of teams had that disadvantage last year. It definitely hurt the Vikings as much or more than many. So having a normal, regular offseason is going to be a huge advantage for the Vikings, especially when you consider the Vikings aren't a team that's trying to patch it together for one more season and they're bringing back a lot of familiar faces. They're a team that's bringing in a lot of new faces, a team that's gotten a lot younger. We had 10 draft picks last year. 9 of them are still on the roster. We had 10 draft picks this year. Obviously, all of them are going to come for minicamp. So having a normal offseason where the players can be here talking to the coaches, they can be in meeting rooms, the coaches can be on the field going through drills, installing some of the offense, that is going to be a great advantage for this young team that this team didn't have last year.
Let's talk to team president Mark Wilf now, who joins us from St. Paul. Mr. Wilf, Paul Allen here with Mike Wabshaw. How are you?
Doing great. How are you guys?
Good. Thank you very much for your flexibility, sir. Congratulations not only to you but to the state of Minnesota on the great news today. What was your reaction when it went 36-30 in favor of the stadium bill?
Well, we're just excited, not just for our fans, which have been the fans here. I just want to say a tremendous thank you for all their efforts and support, because I think that was a big turning point here, when our fans and our supporters really stepped up over the last week to 2 weeks. And to get this done the way we got it done is such a great asset for the state of Minnesota, and we couldn't be more thrilled for our fans and for the public. And we're going to be here for the next generations to come with a great facility.
And, Mark, in deep stretch of this, there had to be give and take on both sides. And you're going to hear locally and nationally, rightfully so, a lot of praise for the more than 10%. The team ended up increasing the team's give. But there was also a lot of give on the state side. And I think people should be complimented for truly being able to come together and make this work.
Well, it was a very difficult negotiation, and but we respect the fact that the state and city have stepped up and being partners. And this couldn't happen without not only bipartisan support, but business and labor coming together, rural and urban. I mean, all across the board. I think it's a great model on how big projects can get done. And we're just excited as the ownership of the Vikings to really get this done for our fans and for the public. So we're excited about that.
Hey, Mark, was there a point in time, whether it be in the last year or maybe the last couple of months, where there was a poignant moment where you sensed momentum shifting, changing, and kind of going in the right direction? Not where you thought this was a done deal, or there was an era of inevitability, which was used by some, but just where you kind of felt the conversation shift and the momentum go in a positive direction?
Well, in the world of politics, the air of inevitability is a very elusive thing. So we really never felt that. But I will say, over the last 10 days, as this was beginning to get some public attention, and our fans and you guys bringing attention to it, and the media in general, I think that and the calls to the legislators, the emails, I really believe that turned the tide on this. So this is about the fans. This is about an experience for Minnesotans and people from the entire upper Midwest to have a great experience, not just in football, but other sports activities and other activities. So I don't think it ever had an air of inevitability until the fans really stepped up and spoke very loudly over the last week to 10 days.
House and Senate passed the stadium bill today. Mark Wilf, president of the Minnesota Vikings, is on Vikings Tonight. Mike Wabshaw and Paul Allen live from the Vikings Entertainment Network in Eden Prairie, Minnesota at Winter Park. Mark, what were your impressions after the commissioner, Roger Goodell, and Art Rooney came to the Twin Cities to say what they had to say?
Well, again, I think they just reiterated what we've been saying here since we purchased the team 7 years ago. We think this is a great market. We were committed to keeping the Vikings in Minnesota, whatever it took. And I think their statements in terms of patience and being thorough and really just not just being persistent in terms of let's get this deal done, let's keep our eye on the ball, and not be detracted by a lot of obstacles along the way. So I think the NFL and Mr. Rooney, who's chairman of our stadium committee, and Commissioner Goodell, I think they said the message that it's important to our ownership and to the NFL, as it is to us, to keep the Vikings in Minnesota. And that message really was very helpful.
Mark, Paul and I, we showed up at Winter Park here to do the radio show. We each brought a shovel. Can we go down to the site and start shoveling now?
Well, I think maybe more helpful is if maybe you maybe started playing some electronic bingo to help start paying for this, because there's a lot of work ahead of us.
What about the retractable roof, Mark? What can you tell us about the possibilities of a retractable roof? I read a report where you and your brother Ziggy are in favor of it, and if so, it may cost an additional $40 million.
Well, you know, and we've been on record from day one that, you know, we think the football experience, as much as possible, it's meant to be played outdoors, and that's something we've always loved, is the outdoor experience. And we're going to do what we can to make it happen, but it's going to hopefully be with a lot of hard work together with the public sector to make sure that we build this in a first-class way, but in a cost-efficient way. And we're going to try to get every feature that we can get to make the game day experience as solid as possible. And hopefully that will include that.
What is the Will family Thursday evening like on this momentous day?
Just a lot of hard work's gone in from people like Lester Bagley and our staff and the legislators and the governor. And I think now it's just time to take a step back, and as hard the work was in the trenches, to step back and say, you know what, we've accomplished something in terms of putting a public-private partnership together, and starting Monday, take a little break here and get to work on making this a first-class facility. So
there still are hurdles. The Minneapolis City Council approval, obviously the governor's signature, and National Football League approval. Do you anticipate any stumbling blocks along the way?
Really, to be frank, I do not. And I think it's because a lot of work and effort has gone into this thus far, and I don't anticipate that.
Well, I've acquired a Major League Soccer rule book, and I'm dusting it off, and I'm willing to write for a soccer team, Mark, so I just want you to know that.
Well, that's good. I think one thing that's been proven here in Minnesota is we have a lot of fans about not just football, but sports and recreation in general. So that's one of the things on the table that we're going to take a very hard look at, and hopefully bring another form of entertainment to Minnesotans.
Mark, anything else you would like to share with the Vikings Radio Network throughout the entire upper Midwest before you say goodbye?
Well, again, Paul and Mike and you guys and to the fans and all your listeners, thank you for your support and your energy to make this happen. Don't kid yourself. Without you guys, it wouldn't have happened. And just want to say a big thank you, and we're going to make every effort to make this a facility we can all be proud of and that can be enjoyed for generations to come.
And now we can start settling into minicamp. Christian Ponder having a full offseason to get ready. Matt Khalil, Adrian's recovery, and the things on the field, sir.
Well, that's still our number one goal. That's the Lombardi Trophy. We're going to bring it here, and that's still the number one goal, and we're not going to get deterred from that.
Mark, tell your brother Ziggy that on behalf of all of us here, we say congratulations, and we look forward to seeing you soon, okay?
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
No problem. Mark Wilf, president of the Minnesota Vikings, House and Senate pass a stadium bill. And Vikings tonight, very joyous this evening. This is a very significant day in the history of sports in this state, this part of the country, and certainly for the Minnesota Vikings. We thank Jeff Anderson with the Vikings for facilitating, the team's president, Mark Wilf, for joining us. And for Tim Cobb, Mike Wabshaw, Chad Abbott, the executive producer of the Vikings Radio Network, and everybody else here at Winter Park, I'm Paul Allen. Have a wonderful evening. This has been Vikings Tonight on the Vikings Radio Network.